Probably come sunset, the animal down there in the cage would build the fire up and begin to dance or something. He concluded it wasn't up to anything dangerous and kept on with his headlong interviewing. That night, the recreation hall saw nothing of Turl, and he also forgot to see whether the animal danced. He was too busy with his tapes. Working with an expertise only a trained security chief cherished, Turl was editing tapes, slicing out single words and even phrases and juggling them about. By his readjusting of word positions and scrapping of whole paragraphs, employees began to say things on the reels that were building up that could hang them. A typical answer would become, "I intend to advocate mutiny. In any mutiny, it would be safe to vaporize executives." It was painstaking work, and the reels built up. Finally, he copied them onto new, clean disks that would show no sign of editing or splicing, and with the east graying, he sat back, finished. Yawning, he puttered around, cleaning up, destroying the originals and the scraps, waiting for breakfast time. He realized he had forgotten to keep an eye on the animal to see whether it danced. Turl decided he needed sleep more than breakfast and laid himself down for a short nap. His appointment with Numph was not until after lunch. Later, he was to tell himself that it was because he had missed both breakfast and lunch that he made the blunder. The interview began well enough. Numph was sitting at his upholstered desk, sucking at an after-lunch saucepan of Kerbango. He was his usual bumbling self.
"I have the results of the investigation you requested,"
Turl began.
"What?"
"I interviewed a lot of local employees."
"About what?"
"Mutiny."
Numph was immediately very alert. Turl put the disc player on Numph's desk and made ready to play the interviews, saying,
"These are all very secret, of course. The employees were told that no one would hear about it, and they did not know the interviews were recorded."
Wise,
said Numph. He had laid the saucepan aside and was all attention.